home or base or...
Now, in football, the thing that stands at the end of a football field is called a...
goalpost.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you'd been fishing and you were not having much luck, you'd say, well, I've been fishing, but I haven't...
caught anything.
Mm-hmm. But yesterday I...
caught something.
And you might arrange to meet somebody. You might say, well, let's meet in town. Now, if I get there first, I'll...
wait.
And then if you're going to use the you with it, you say, I'll wait.
For you.
Okay. If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, oh, please give me another...
chance.
Another way of saying a good mood might be a good...
like he's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a good...
humor.
Humor, right.
Have you ever heard anybody say, well, okay, if there was something in your house, like mice, for example, you didn't want them around anymore, you'd say, I'm going to have to get...
rid of them?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard anybody say, get shut of?
Shadow.
Shut
uh-huh.
of.
Get
mm-hmm.
shut of.
Get shut of. That's the way they say it, get shut
yeah.
of.
S-H-E-D.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the expression either, oh well, something like he didn't know what was going on, but he let on like he knew.
Mm-hmm.
It.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of a slang word. Instead of saying who stole my pencil, you might say who
swiped it. Snatched it.
Swiped.
Lifted it.
Yeah.
Ripped it off.
Ripped it off. Yeah. Yeah. Ripped it off would be a new good kind of slang thing. Now you might say, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember.
Now talking about letters and things, you'd say, I have just
written.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
And I expect to receive an
answer.
Now you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen, and on the front you
address it.
And you say, now I would like to write to him, but I don't know his
address.
Mm-hmm.
Or address.
How would you usually say it?
I usually say...
Put it in a sentence. That makes it easier to get how you'd
really what's
say
your address? What's your address? Address.
Address would, yeah. That sounded more natural to me. If a little child had learned something new, like how to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might say, well, who
taught you how to do that?
If somebody asks you, like, have you put that new fence up yet, you might say, no, but I...
no, but I thought about it.
No, but I will.
I wish I had.
would you say, no, but I intend to? Or do you ever use expression, I'm fixing to?
Yeah.
Fixing to do
yeah.
something?
Mm-hmm.
If you were
going to do that.
Would that mean if you were just about...
I'm fixing to leave.
That would be just on the verge of doing something.
Uh-huh.
What do children call somebody who's always running and telling on others?
Tattletale.
Have you ever heard that used in talking about adults?
No, not really.
If you wanted to have a bouquet on the dinner table to replace the green flowers, you might go out to the garden and pick some...
flowers?
Okay. Something... little that any, well, anything that a child might play with would be called a
toy.
Have you ever heard the term play pretty?
Sure.
Yeah. Would that be a particular kind of, what would that mean?
Any kind of toy.
Okay, a play pretty would.
Anything a child would play with.
Okay, would you say that one for me?
Play pretty.
Yeah. Okay, if we were talking about a gift you'd received, you'd say, well, that's the book you
gave me.
Mm-hmm. And you say, now, when I'm finished with it, I'll...
give it back?
Mm-hmm. Because in the past you have...
given.
You might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it...